There it is. So we're back. We took a little bit of a break, and Camilo just saved our asses from falling again. So we are thankful to Camilo.
I think it's
gonna fall. No, it's not. Because here's what we're gonna do.
By the way, your phone's gonna die because that thing's not charging anymore, or it's not going to.
It is charging, and going to die.
It's already blinking though.
Okay, so this is the first debate that we're gonna have on our podcast.
Is it or is it not?
Is it not? Or is it or is it not charging? And I'm also a little bit mad that Camilo doesn't want to go to the boxing match.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding. Because it's not even someone that we know. So it's a waste of good tickets, right?
Well, not even necessarily that.
Just for you.
Honestly? Because I've hardly been home, and Alexis is probably going to want to hang out. That's my real reason.
Okay, I'm going to rebuttal. Here's my reasoning. You have your whole life to hang out with her.
True.
Go ahead. This is a real conversation. You have your whole life to hang out with her. And by the way, the boxing match does not have to exclude Alexis. She can come hang out with
us. It would include her into something that she doesn't enjoy.
She doesn't like boxing?
I don't think she would enjoy the event. It's been kind of like... she was.
I totally get it. She would. She's pregnant, Carlos.
She's pregnant. Exactly.
I don't know if Priscilla would enjoy it or not. I don't think she would.
I mean, you really think about Priscilla misses every event.
Because of work.
Well, not at work. Sometimes it's just because she's with her family.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she doesn't enjoy something. She's like, nope.
Nope. She gone.
I'm not going. I got something to do.
But you know what, though? I'm, in a weird way, dude, I'm not like that. I get swayed easily, and I'm so happy that she's like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that she's like that. She's like, no, like...
with those girls.
Cheers. With my water and your liquor. God damn it, Camilo.
What? With your water? Cool.
Nice and toasty there. You know that's crazy? Like, I wouldn't be doubt if she's like an actress. She's super hot. Bomb ass.
Just hidden right now, like, big balls. Speed out of shit.
Yeah. She's not a bad looking woman, you know?
Very, very, very basic. Sure.
Basic at best, but. But it's still like, you know what I mean? Like, nowadays, we're not looking at like,
I know,
that. We're
right?
Looking at like fucking steez and shit. It's fucking weird. The judgment, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you cool? And do you know what the D means and G and like slang? Or are you a loser and you don't know that and you're ugly? It's weird, the world that we live in.
It is weird. It's changing too much. It's changing in a direction.
But I couldn't live in any other world. Gosh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so fucking wild that I cannot live in any other world.
In a world of what? Like a more conservative world?
In a more conservative world.
I think you're living in a world more so that keeps on saying you can do more and more and more. Right? You can get away with more and more and more because you shouldn't be judged for this. You shouldn't be judged for that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Bullshit.
Eventually,
you shouldn't be judged, but then you like you should be judged. Like, no, it's bullshit. We're living in a world that says you shouldn't be judged, but judges the bunch. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be judging, but if you do judge, let's judge you.
Right.
No, bullshit. Let's educate you. Let's talk to you, and let's find out why you think that way, and let's get, you know what I mean? Because no one thinks, no one's bad because I don't think people are bad because they want to be bad. Or like, I mean, there's some psychopaths with fucking, you know what I mean, it is what it is. But I don't think people are bad because they want to be bad. Let's talk to you, man. Let's find out why you think that way. Let's find out why you're fucked up in your head. And let's hug you. Let's give you some love. And let's give you some empathy. And you'll probably give us some love and some empathy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but that might be your approach. But it's so crazy, this radical liberal movement, where it's like, if I don't agree with you, I'm not going to listen to you.
Right.
And that's it. Like, right. That's it. Like, I'm not gonna listen to you talk. I'm not going to hear your point. I'm not even going to debate with you. Right. And let you state your side and you state my side.
Right.
You're just wrong. That's it. We're done.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. Like, now, you know, in colleges, people, like when they have a guest speaker, they have to think twice because they have to anticipate a huge security bill.
Right.
Because now there's going to be a potential riot, there's going to be a potential fight. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, in the place where you're supposed to have
peace, you can't have these conversations. No, just, yeah. Totally. Are you a little bit mad that my work, my plan worked to perfection?
I'm not upset at all.
You're happy. Here, hold this. There you go. I'm going to go get my water.
Where'd you leave it?
Oh. Still going. Yeah, it's red.
Yeah, but it's not charging anymore.
Okay, yeah. So we're about to die in a little bit, but we're going to leave you guys off with some good stuff. Let me ask you this, Camilla. What do you think of Donald Trump? And I mean, this is kind of like, obviously, we'd probably do our own episode for this, but we'll start with this. We'll give you guys a little sneak peek.
I don't know, man.
There's parts you like, there's parts you hate.
I mean, you can. Granted, we're living in a good economy, but I mean, I was living in an upcoming economy when the last president was in the house, you know? So I feel like he took a growing economy, you know, and he took it at a good time.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think you can fully give him his credit. I mean, you can almost thank him for not fucking it up. But I mean, I wouldn't give him all the credit. I mean, I tip my hat for him because he has balls. But I think at the end of the day, I think we used to enjoy being the world leaders.
Yeah.
We used to enjoy being the example of the world. And his mentality of, I'm the president of the United States, I'm the president of the world type of shit, it's like, no. Like, we're the best country in the world, so you guys better follow suit.
And we're not the best country because of you. We've been the best country. Right. You act like it. Ooh, like, represent us well. Don't represent us like a douchebag. Or,
right. Even though we're not. Like, I guess people could statistically argue the fact that we're maybe not the best. But we can potentially get there. You know, I think that we've retracted on certain things. But I feel like we can progress and we can get there again. Right? Like, by redirecting the things that we do, like in education, you know, graduating more engineers, focusing more on that kind of stuff, twisting the education system and not want to focus on things that are obsolete now, you know, like the coal industry. And,
right.
And really focus on the innovation, because or else our retail business is going to be dead. The coal business is definitely going to be dead. And we need to really be able to foresee this, you know, and IT, or what's it called? AI.
Artificial intelligence is going to take over the world. And that's not coming from me. Shout out to Soup. I didn't even know what the fuck that meant. He's the one that told me about it. But yeah, it is going to take over the world. And I'll tell you why. It's already kind of in a way taking over the world, and it's not really fully out there, you know what I mean? Like, in its most primitive state, which is social media, it's already taken over.
Yeah.
And so when it fully comes out, holy moly, you better watch your back, reality, because I'm not going out of my house. I'm going to have a virtual reality wife. So watch your back, Priscilla, because if you don't make me happy, I will have an artificially intelligent wife. I'm kidding, but you know, I'm serious.
Yeah,
it's going to be what we're going to come out.
You could potentially have an artificial life, right? Like, I guess you never know how they're going to react or how they're going to act, but I guess potentially you can.
I mean, think about it. What sense does your wife's physicality ignite? Your visual sense. The sight, right?
Right.
So can't you ignite that same sight and physicality with virtual reality?
Absolutely, I'm sure.
Right, so it's nuts, right? It's crazy. Yeah,
absolutely, I'm sure you can. No doubt about it. Especially if, you know, they're...
I mean, that's kind of getting wild. I'm sorry, I'm getting wild.
It's a little extreme, for sure. A little premature, I would say. You know, I don't think we're there yet. But, I mean, you have those, you know, those dolls. You know, those new dolls.
Like, think about how long webcam girls have been fucking making money and taking Uncle Steve's fucking money. Mm-hmm. Right, you know what I mean? That's totally artificial intelligence, except it's not artificial. It's really fucking Martha from London taking your money.
I feel like porn's really bad, though, for
this is a Tinder date. This is totally a Tinder date. That is totally a Tinder date.
For relationships. Don't you think? Porn. Because, like, I feel like porn, like, when you watch porn, you almost expect that kind of same
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost, it subconsciously sickens you. Not sickens, because it's not a sick thing, but like, you don't want to like do all these things to your wife, or like the girl that you always see every day.
Which no, I don't, you
understand,
don't,
which
you
I don't understand why.
Like, why?
Because that's the
one,
that's the person that you should definitely be doing all these nasty, disgusting, horrible things to. You know what I mean? Like, that's the person you should be doing it with, but like, no, like.
But you don't want to, huh? Like, not in your wife's face.
Or wherever like, else
no,
you live to.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm serious. Isn't that that nasty?
Yeah. Because you don't want to degrade your wife, right? But at the end, you forget it's you that's doing it, right?
That's great, dude. That's fucking funny, dude. That's hilarious. That's crazy. We're married and we're going to have kids, Camilo, and it just happened to us, and we didn't even see it happen. Because, you know what, though? Let's give them, after, I mean, we're going to have to obviously give them a very unconventional wedding, but let's do it. And let's give them a beautiful wedding when we do it. Because that's something that every girl wants, and that's something that I will ultimately always feel, like, bad that I couldn't give my girl a big-ass wedding.
Yeah.
But my situation is super weird, so.
For me, it's like, I don't... The only reason why I wouldn't want to do the wedding is because, like, I don't want to get all this money tied up in the wedding. Like, are you kidding me? Like, spent all this money on a fucking party.
Right. I'm going to say a comment that may sound stupid or like a douchebag, but I don't intend it to come out that. But I think we should strive to make so much fucking money. We're a couple, like, we're like 50K, 60K. Ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, let's blow this shit because we're going to make our girl happy. But, like, we're making this shit a month, 2 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, and that's the goal, ultimately, right? You never want to say...
Obviously, we're not there yet, so, like, yeah.
Right, yeah, no, 50K, 60K is 50K or 60K, you know? Like, it's different, man. Like, you know, we live in a different world, bro. Before when you were an employee and you worked 40 hours, you were making it in the United States. You bought a home, a single family home. I mean, I don't know what the area might be or what the rate was then, but... You got in a home. Got in a home. There was no reason why any...
You got in a fucking home. There was no reason why you were going to get denied and you were going to rent the rest of your life.
Exactly. You know?
But then look at what that did to the market.
Well, not in those cases. I'm talking like a little further back. I'm not talking irresponsible, like... no proof of income, no problem type thing. You know, that's obviously ignorant. Like, you gotta prove something, right? You gotta make sure you can get paid back. But what
could
I'm saying is...
Could you afford right now a mortgage?
The thing is... Absolutely, yeah. Because, I mean, we're 2,600.
If we were back in 2002, your ass would be in a mansion.
Yeah, but, like, you also gotta think about, like... I mean, I guess in 2002, like, it's not that big of a difference in, like... I
mean, no, it's a huge difference in how you're going to get approved in a home versus how you're not going to get approved.
Right.
They used to go off what you stated, bro. Zero documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, I'm fucking illegal, dude. I haven't had my papers in a very long time. I just got my papers, so I didn't record no fucking income for the longest of times. So I'm basically, you know what I'm saying? And now I record whenever. Today I can buy a house, guaranteed, no problem. But it's bullshit that I'm renting... paying almost $3,000 a month for rent and I'm not buying, and it's all due to bureaucracy and bullshit.
Yeah, it just really depends. Like, it's very, you know, like, I think about it, like, man, like, I bet you if I would have just bought a home and just got in a home, like, I would have been much happier. And I could have done this a couple years ago, right? You know what I mean? Like, I could have done this a couple years ago, and but I feel like I just waited it too long.
Did you ever speak to a lender? Or did you ever not think, did you not go that far?
I did. I got far enough to where I spoke to a lender, and then I remember getting pre-approved.
Shop now, huh?
I remember getting pre-approved, too, for like 400 and something. It was specifically for that house.
You got pre-approved?
Yeah, pre-approved.
Why didn't you take it?
Because it was gonna be a partnership between Anthony and I. Uh-huh. But we didn't end up doing that.
What if? And honestly, what do you think? Someone that's netting, what if? Hold on. What do you think someone that's netting around $150,000 a year can qualify for?
I have no idea.
Oh, not that good. If any of you guys do, please comment and share.
It takes into consideration what you, like your expenses too, right? Like your bills. Because if you're... You make
right, but if your fucking bills are rent and you're going to fucking go to mortgage,
well,
they won't
use that. They won't use that as a bill because...
It will obviously be eliminated.
Because it'll be eliminated.
Oh, they don't. They're smart enough to...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, obviously, this is not going to be a bill anymore. This bill is going to be that. So they won't take that into account. But they'll take, like, your cars into account. They'll take credit card debt into account. Loans into account.
Do you have a lot of credit card debt?
I have no credit card
debt. Zero?
Zero credit
debt. Zero credit card debt. You're at zero. Just pay it off every month.
Yeah.
Every month.
I've never had a credit card. But now that I'm married to Priscilla, shout out to Priscilla, I know what credit cards are.
Yeah, I have no credit card debt whatsoever.
Have you ever been in credit card debt?
Absolutely. I had $10,000 in credit card debt.
Yeah, that shit sucked?
It's horrible. Definitely a low point in my life.
That's awesome.
Trying to pay them off. But the beauty of it was paying
off. And so literally now that you're paid off, dude, you literally pay all your credit cards off by month end?
Yeah, dude. Like sometimes I'll have to make $1,000-$2,000 payment on a fucking credit card.
Wow, but you'll make it.
Yeah,
you don't care.
Yeah, I don't care, dude. It's just I don't wanna. I hate debt. I hate debt. Like I overpay my car. You know, I'll be done with that payment soon.
How much is your car worth right now? 20.
Worth? I don't know what it's worth.
Probably 20, 25.
I don't think so, dude. Maybe a little bit less.
I honestly.
Yeah, take the temperature.
I'm gonna move the fuck out of LA, out of California. If it was up to me, I would. And not own a car. Like, think about what you give up by living in a state like Cali. Sure, it's great, but you give up the freedom to say, fuck a car. Like, living in a state like Chicago or New York. I think my cousin, shout out to my cousin Carlos Salas in Chicago. PhD, Dr. Silas, shout out to him, but he fuck a car, dude. I'll take the fucking train because he's in Chicago. Everything's fucking commutable. That's something we sacrifice here, bro. Like, we don't really need a fucking car. Such a luxury, bro. And every low-income fucking family has a car, and it's a luxury. Fucking crazy, bro. We all buy coffee and water, which is free, so we're fucking crazy.
Well, coffee isn't free. But it's definitely more expensive.
You can make a pop for $5.
You can make a pop for way less than $5.
Come on. I'm telling you right now, dude.
You can make a pop for less than $1.
Here's how I'm a salesman, man. Here's how I know that you can sell anything to anyone and people are willing to pay money. People are willing to pay for water. The poorest of the poor are willing to pay for water. $3, $4, $5 for water. You have tap water, bro. You ain't gonna die. You ain't gonna die,
unless you live in Flint, Michigan.
Do they die? Really?
Dude, they have contaminated water there. There is people dying.
That's the funniest thing you said that. Unless you live in Flint, Michigan, bro. Unless you live in Flint, Michigan, bro. Please. Dude, this is one of the funniest ones we have, and it's on 18 strong.
Flint, Michigan, bro. They went through this big, bad thing where the water was contaminated. It was horrible.
All right, shout out to Flint, Michigan. You know what's funny about the podcast? And I'm just thinking, I think you can use all like the highlighted words. Shout out to Flint, Michigan. Hashtag Flint. Hashtag Michigan. Hashtag Flint, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? And then you get
when you start getting people like that.
Yeah.
You know, this is good. Like, you start listening to it and be like, okay, what can I do here? What can I do there? How can I alter this? How can I bring people in more?
I think one of the things that we have above everyone is that we didn't start with a script. We started just being us. And most people start with a script, find out a year later that they just got to be themselves.
Yeah, maybe. You're absolutely right.
I know. Absolutely right. For sure. Where's the first shirt? Oh, here's the one. All right, 1363 is my boss right now. I'm going to go pee. You could either talk to it and put it on pause.
I'm going to talk about myself.
I would talk
I'm
my
not
thoughts.
That crazy.
No, you're talking about, listen.
I'm talking
here's
to
the
people.
Huh? You're talking to the people. You're not sure who's going to listen to. So the way I would do it is like so recap a couple of the things that we've said. Because then understand that people are going to be listening to it. And I think that how organic and how raw we're leaving this to the fucking viewers is literally raw.
But when they rebuttal, right? Like, you usually get a rebuttal to whatever it is
you're doing.
Saying.
Yeah.
So, like, technically it would be my own rebuttal. Therefore, people start thinking I'm crazy. He's starting to question his own things, you know?
You go on, I come back, and you're like, wait, I'm not done. I'm really on to something.
We're debating here.
I'll be right.